Welcome to Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the rare disease community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor, attending the 20th World Congress of the Fetal Maternal Foundation in Valencia, Spain. We're talking with Catayun Cordy, Senior Director of Rare Disease Clinical Development Immunology at Janssen, a division of Johnson & Johnson. Dr. Cordy, who's based in Springhouse, Pennsylvania, is a pediatric gastroenterologist and clinical pharmacologist with expertise in rare disease and pediatric indications. She was trained at UT Southwestern in Dallas, Texas, and did a pediatric GI and hepatology fellowship at UCLA. Among other things, she's traveled the world doing HIV clinical care in developing countries ranging from Ecuador and Thailand to Malawi and South Africa. Dr. Cordy joined Janssen in early 2023 after spending 6.5 years at Novartis working in pediatric drug development. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So what exactly is hemolytic disease of the fetus and newborn, otherwise known as HDFN?
Yeah, thank you for asking. HDFN is a rare autoantibody disease where the mother develops antibodies against the fetal antigens that are mismatched. And it causes transfer of these pathogenic IgGs through the placenta into the fetus and causes destruction of the fetal red blood cells, leading to significant anemia and complications that may even include mortality.
And we understand that it is somewhat geographically and ethnically based. Some populations are more prone to this disease than others. Why is that?
Well, there's certainly more research that's being done in this area, and we have noted that the epidemiology has shown us there's higher prevalence in Caucasians and less so in African Americans, in Asians, and American Indians as well. Now, there's still quite a work to be done to really understand the true prevalence in this disease, because we do believe it is currently underdiagnosed.
And also underrepresented in clinical research, right?
Absolutely.
The whole issue of pregnancy has classically been underrepresented because so many times pregnant women are excluded from studies.
Absolutely. And if you look at 90% of the marketed approved drugs do not really have adequate information on lactation and pregnancy. And there's only been really 9 approved therapies in obstetric conditions. So this is very difficult space to do clinical trials in. Certainly pregnant women are participants, and their fetuses are considered a vulnerable population.
Right. So in terms of blood type, how does it happen that a woman will have an incompatible blood type from her fetus?
Sure. And with Rh disease, essentially you have a fetus that has a positive antigen and the mother who has a negative antigen. And what happens because of this mismatch is the mother's immune system becomes sensitized to this foreign antigen and develops antibodies against the fetal antigen. Now, usually it doesn't impact the first pregnancy. You become sensitized in that first pregnancy, but the subsequent pregnancies is when you start seeing complications of HDFN in the fetus that can lead to fetal loss and other complications like hydrops fetalis. And if the baby is born, they have diseases related to hemolytic disease of fetus and newborn, which leads to significant anemia. It can lead to elevated bilirubin to the point where it can actually impact your neural development and cause encephalopathy or kinicteris. And additionally, it can even cause mortality.
So this rarely affects firstborn children?
Rarely.
But it can.
But it's usually detected in the second and additional pregnancies.
Why is it that no new therapies have been developed in the last 35, 40 years?
Well, this is a condition that has been along for a long time. And in the last 35 years, there hasn't been really great non-surgical interventions that have been developed in this space. Because as you had mentioned earlier, there's not a lot of clinical trials in pregnant populations. The traditional therapy for this condition is really based on an invasive surgical procedure called intrauterine transfusion, and it's only provided with very special techniques at specialty care centers, and it carries a risk to the fetus by possibly causing fetal loss and maybe even premature birth. And currently that's been the standard of care for many years now.
So let's talk about nipocalimab. Mm-hmm. Is this a revolutionary new concept? Is this kind of a continuation of something that's been going on before? Is this a whole new indication for a condition that hadn't really had a therapy for many years?
Well, nipocalimab is an investigational drug, and it's a new class of monoclonal antibody. It is an anti-FcRn, fully humanized, effectorless, aglycosylated human monoclonal antibody. And it is specifically, we think, binding to the IgG binding site on the neonatal Fc receptor, or FcRn. And what it does is that it decreases the circulating levels of IgG, and it can also prevent the transfer, in the case of placental FcRn, it prevents the placental transfer of pathogenic antibodies into the fetus. So it is an exciting new class of new therapies that is being developed and being studied.
And at what stage are we at talking about clinical trials?
Well, today at FMF and the World Congress, we have now presented our first revelation of our phase two results. And as you can tell, there has been a lot of excitement in this space, given that there hasn't been a lot of drug development for maternal fetal indications, and certainly not in HDFN. In fact, Janssen is the only pharmaceutical company that is developing a new therapy in severe HDFN. And our results show that 92% of the participants who were exposed to nipocalimab who are at risk for severe HDFN have live births. And of those, 54% have achieved the primary endpoint of delivering at or after 32 weeks without an IUT.
Right. Your therapy is mainly geared towards the severe onset of this disease of HDFN, right?
It is. We do hope that in the future we meet the unmet medical need of HDFN and go beyond just the severe, beyond just the high-risk population.
Right. Yeah. And how big is the universe of potential patients?
So this is a very rare disease. So there is about 80 per 100,000 in the United States. So let me correct that. So this is a very rare disease. There are 80 pregnancies affected out of 100,000 in the United States. And when you talk about the severe HDFN subpopulation, it's considered actually an ultra rare disease with about 5.7 to 7.5 per 100,000 newborns.
Okay, and outside the US, are the numbers similar?
Now, we had talked about that there is a little bit of ethnic variation here, right? So it is more primarily a Caucasian disease with less incidence in African-Americans, Asians, and American Indians.
Right. Okay, and what's the timeline now, assuming that things go well in this next phase, phase three, that you're preparing for? What can we expect and when can we expect it?
Great question. Well, we're very excited with these phase two results and what this potentially could mean to transform the lives of patients impacted by maternal fetal indications like HDFN. And with this data that shows us that nipocalimab was generally well tolerated across all doses and has an acceptable safety profile, we are going to move forward with a phase three that's currently in the planning stages. We hope that we can launch this phase three study by the end of the year, and it is currently on clinicaltrials.gov.
Right. And just for the record, nipocalimab is an intravenous infusion.
It is an intravenous infusion indeed, yeah.
And how frequently is it given?
It's given weekly during the duration of the second and third trimesters, week 13 to 16.
And so we could be seeing this on the market potentially in early 2025?
We hope to enroll the trial as quickly as possible. It does include 120 patients at risk for severe HDFN. And we are doing a global trial. We are working with wonderful investigators around the world to enroll the study as quickly as possible.
Great. Thank you so much for talking with us. This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.